Last week, Australia suddenly imposed a travel ban on people coming back from India. Flights scheduled to fly from India bound for Sydney and Darwin were cancelled. When, despite the travel ban, some people managed to arrive in Australia by first flying from India to another country, the Morrison government quickly invoked its powers under the Biosecurity Act and announced that people could be jailed for up to 5 years or fined for up to $66,000 or both if they were to breach the travel ban in any way, including arriving from India via another country. Critics of the government say the ban is inhumane and the government has a duty of care to its citizens stuck in India. They also point out that the government did not impose any such ban last year when Australians came back from the US, the UK and Italy when similar situations prevailed in those countries. Labour member for Wills, Peter Khalil, is taking up the fight for Australian Indians stuck in India and spoke to Bharat Times to give them a message of hope and solidarity. I began by asking Peter if the government's action was to keep Australia and Australians safe. Take a look.
Well, under the Biosecurity Act, the government is given, has actually immense powers to keep Australians safe. My argument is that there were massive spikes in the US, the UK, Italy, did not make the same announcement, which was to talk about criminalising Australian citizens returning to Australia. And frankly, this is a distraction from their failures. Their failures on federal quarantine, to set up federal quarantine facilities, which have had more than a year to do. And we're not prophesizing. Last year, many of us said that the federal government has responsibility for quarantine. They should be using facilities like Howard Springs, other military bases and so on, to have safe quarantine to Australians. Scott Morrison himself said, I will bring back all Australians by Christmas last year. And he failed to do that.
Yes, he did. So, but if we look at other countries, Canada also has put in similar measures in place. The situation developed in India very, very rapidly. And obviously, you know, India is also struggling with the caseload itself. So,
but we're you're talking about two different things. And this is where the government's been very clever in conflating these things.
Right.
Because the quarantine system, either it is not capable of holding people in quarantine, or it is. We have Greg Hunt saying the quarantine system is working very well. It's 99.9% effective. Therefore, you know, everything's fine. And Australian citizens that have been coming back and doing their 14-day quarantine, some of them have COVID-19. That's why they are in quarantine for 14 days. So why, when it comes to India specifically, there's an announcement about a criminal act in returning and up to 5 years, punishable by 5 years of jail, and $66,000 fine. Now, there was no such announcement in respect of breaches to the Biosecurity Act with respect to US, UK, Italy, any other countries.
Last year.
So this is
that's correct. I was going to come to that. Okay, let's reverse the roles. If you are in charge of the situation today, how would you handle the situation? Same situation?
Well, first of all, I would have acknowledged the federal government has responsibility for quarantine, national quarantine. We said this last year as an opposition. Set up facilities, federal facilities, and to increase the number of Australians that can do quarantine, not just hotel quarantine. Remember, hotel quarantine was set up under the National Cabinet in March last year.
Yes.
States and territories. The assumption that the federal government, the Morrison government, would contribute and increase their resources for federal quarantine. They never did so. We've retained and continued on with hotel quarantine. I would also have had repatriation flights for our citizens, like many other countries have. Many countries repatriated their citizens during the pandemic and then quarantined them, okay? There is an obligation and a duty by the Australian government to Australian citizens who are taxpayers to keep them safe and secure. And that does not just end at our borders, Dinesh. The Australian government, the federal government, the Morrison government, relinquishing its obligations here. Yes, with respect to Australian citizens.
Yes, I want to come to that. But first, do we have a sufficient number of places to bring all Australian citizens from overseas back home and put them in quarantine?
Federal, the Morrison government has failed to increase and utilise federal facilities to expand them. You know, one of the leaders of the ADF, the Australian Defence Forces, said last year that if they were called on, they could set up these facilities within weeks. The Australian Defence Forces have expertise in emergency management, humanitarian and disaster relief, which we do, and they're deployed to do so in the Pacific and in parts of Asia. And Victoria, as a state, wants to invest in facilities and asking the Commonwealth to also invest in federal facilities to increase the capacity of quarantine. There is no excuse by the Morrison government except the risk mitigation which he has employed from the very beginning to push all of the risk onto the states and territories to relinquish responsibility and say it's not our responsibility, even though federal quarantine is their responsibility, and then play politics with the pandemic from the very beginning. It has been a failure by his own benchmark.
Right, okay. Now, coming to the comment, part of the comment where you say government's responsibility does not end at the border. Now, this travel ban, I'm mindful of the fact that I've been told by your office you are not a practicing lawyer, but I do understand you are a qualified lawyer.
Of such.
Right, that's fine. Now, do you think if this ban was challenged in the court of law, it would be upheld by the courts?
There are, my understanding, again, I'm not an expert in the Biosecurity Act itself, but it does give the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, enormous power, extraordinary powers in a time of emergency, in that period that's the human biosecurity emergency period that is basically what we're in a pandemic. And those powers are exercised by the health minister and the government, and they must be proportional. They must be proportional. So the challenge to this particular declaration, probably, according to some of the lawyers, some of the law professors, would be in relation to whether it's disproportionate. So what I mean by that is, if there are Australian citizens coming back from India, they would go into quarantine, right? You know, they would go into the 14-day quarantine, like every other.
Yes.
Why specifically has there been and this could be the argument legally, a disproportionate use of the power with respect to one particular country, especially since you can, and the evidence base is there, that the spikes of infection rates and so on at the height of the pandemic in other countries like the US and the UK and Italy, there was not the same announcement made. Okay, so I would assume the legal scholars will look into whether the act is being used disproportionately or not, but I'm not an expert on that space. I would also point out there were flights coming back from China and Wuhan when the outbreak was very severe in China. Okay, there is no particular reason except for the fact that there is not enough quarantine spots. And guess who's responsible for that? As I said earlier, the federal government has not put those quarantine places or those facilities in place to have the numbers of people that can be quarantined safely. And again, relying on the states to do hotel quarantine. Like, it beggars belief, Dinesh, that this government would be either so ham-fisted or so cynical that they would make this type of announcement. Now, they're backtracking. In the media today, they are crab walking backwards. So, no one's going to get charged under this. Don't worry, it's okay. Oh, why? All of a sudden, because Michael Slater got upset and a couple of Australian cricketers got upset because they couldn't come home, suddenly there's a backlash. What about the 9,000 Australians who are stuck in India and have not been able to get back home because there's not enough federal quarantine places? It's a disgrace. It's a disgraceful decision. And to me, it is a pattern of behaviour by this Prime Minister to relinquish his responsibility as a leader of the country to do what is right by his citizens. When I say it doesn't end at the borders, we have a responsibility as a federal government, whether it's consular assistance, whether it's Australians abroad through our various means and our tools that we have in our diplomatic and our consular services and so on. And he has relinquished that. They are taxpayers. They're Australian taxpayers. And there is a social contract.
Yes. Now, I also want to ask your opinion on the case of many, many permanent residents who are in India, stuck in India. Is there any difference in the legal position or the responsibility of the government?
That's a very good question. It's a very fine legal question. I think the legal scholars would have to be the one that you asked about that. My personal view is that we should be, again, and this is based on the number of quarantine spots. This is, goes back again to the relinquishing of responsibility by the federal government not to open up Howard Springs, open up military bases for safe quarantining, Christmas Island and so on. If we had those spaces, we could probably also, in addition to Australian citizens returning, accommodate permanent residents returning to their homes. But we're not even able to do the citizens successfully. Right. There's still over 30,000 across the globe who are unable to get back.
Right.
So okay. I think, yeah, that's a legal question, but as far as the difference in how they'd be treated, but the logistical question, the logistical one is pretty straightforward. Not enough spots have been created for quarantine.
Right. Okay. I also want to run past a very real scenario, possible scenario that can happen. And God forbid, if that happens, then where we are as Australians. Suppose there was an Australian citizen stuck in India, about to fly. The flight was booked for 7th of May, which has been cancelled. And while waiting for the travel ban to go away and flights to resume, he is infected with COVID and dies. Then is the Australian government legally liable for his death or committing the murder?
Well, it's not murder. That's the one thing I know. I mean, I think you should know better as to ask a politician a hypothetical, because it's very difficult to answer a hypothetical scenario, and I don't really do that. Right. What I will say about that issue is that, going back to the point that I made about the responsibility the Australian government has to Australian citizens who are taxpayers, the social contract, we pay our taxes. The Australian government provides us with defence, security, education, services, including services for Australians abroad. Right. And that includes things like repatriation services in times of emergency and crises. And we have done that in the past. Australian citizenship should mean something.
Right.
Okay. And that responsibility extends beyond our borders. And for those Australians who are at risk in India, because not because. There are real strains on the Indian health system, as we've all read and seen.
Yes.
Massive strain on the Indian health system. So the risk is higher for Australian citizens who are in India. And so there is a responsibility for the Australian government. I don't know the answer to any legal question about as political leaders, we have a responsibility to our citizens. This government has failed on that front. And then cynically, I think, to distract from their failures, made this rather ham-fisted announcement about a 5-year jail term for citizens coming back and fines and so on, and then walked back from that and said, oh, well, no one's going to get fined because of the backlash. Can I just say this? Not since Federation has a Commonwealth government made it illegal for Australian citizen to come home. Never happened. Right? Never been exercised in that way.
Okay, Peter.
So this is outrageous.
Right. Finally, Peter, your message to Australians stuck in India, what would you like to say to them?
Well, I want to say to them that they are not forgotten. They are Australian citizens, and it doesn't matter what our background is, what our ethnicity, where we come from, we are all Australian citizens, and we should all be treated equally by the Australian government. There should be not any difference in that. And I think that's a fundamental principle. I don't want to see a precedent set where citizens, particularly in one country or another country, are treated differently, even though they are still Australian citizens. That is unacceptable to me. That is a slippery slope that we should not be going down. And so for them, they are not forgotten. I'm fighting for them, and I'm fighting for their friends and their family that are here, and friends and family back in India. To make sure that this government is held to account and that they do their job, which is to provide repatriation and pathways for Australian citizens to be quarantined safely here in Australia.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope we can chat on a regular basis. Thank you.
Thanks, Dinesh. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.